Haas is going to join us here on the Good Day program in a few minutes with the update on important medical news that has occurred since the last time he visited with us last week. One of the exclusive portions of the Doug Steffen program, along with having Roberta Fasanelli. Nobody else would have Roberta, so I got her here. Jennifer
Thank
Warren.
For that.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
We're a band of misfits. It's okay.
That's a good way of putting it.
It is. I was thinking of, well, especially when you look at the cadre of people that you've appeared with over the years, Roberta. This is like
True.
A respite from
oh my gosh, yes.
the silly store.
You're the normal ones.
I am. Imagine Whoa. Spending time with Imus and Stern and then ending up here. Mm. Amazing. Jennifer has spent time with other people, perhaps not as well known, but they're not any more desirable. Put it that way. Is that a good way of putting
Interesting.
It?
Interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good way of putting it. And then there's Ken Kronhaus, who has learned over the years
Hello.
That this is a safe place to be. This is safety personified. The Doug
That's
Steffen
why
program.
I use that fake name.
That's it, right. Thursday, March the 6th is upon us. The lady who resides. I want. Where's McFadden? Is he around? Where's Michael? Where's Richie? Is he there?
I don't know.
Is he there? Have you seen
no.
him?
No.
You haven't seen him. Okay. So there's a news anchor, Roberta, who works for RT. Do you know what RT is?
No, RT.
Russian
no.
television.
Ah, she's my okay. new favorite girl.
She is my new favorite girl as well, lady, woman, because she resigned her post as a reporter on the air last night. And I think that the audio from this, for those of you who don't know what RT is, it's the Russian-owned English-language news agency. We've been inundated with Al Jazeera, same sort of thing, only it's owned by the sheiks of Araby, or whoever they are. And so they present the news with what has, it's like Fox and MSNBC. Only instead of left and right, it's the Russian point of view or the Middle East point of view in the news. All right. So having said that, this lady is an American. She's a reporter on the air. She is upset about what has happened to the coverage from the Ukrainian region, and here's what she does.
Last night, RT made international headlines when one of our anchors went on the record and said Russian intervention in Crimea is wrong. And indeed, as a reporter on this network, I face many ethical and moral challenges, especially me personally, coming from a family whose my grandparents came here as refugees during the Hungarian Revolution, ironically to escape the Soviet forces. I have family on the opposite side, on my mother's side, that sees the daily grind of poverty, and I'm very lucky to have grown up here in the United States. I'm the daughter of a veteran. My partner is a physician at a military base where he sees every day the firsthand accounts of the ultimate prices that people pay for this country. And that is why, personally, I cannot be part of a network funded by the Russian government that whitewashes the actions of Putin. I'm proud to be an American and believe in disseminating the truth. And that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
Wow.
Pretty good, huh?
Good for you, lady.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people don't have the courage. I would expect that would be good for her career. Under the circumstances.
Is it good for her life, though? I mean, does she get into it? I mean, does Putin try to threaten her for speaking out? Do we
so
know?
Is she here or is she there? Where is
no,
she?
She's here.
There, yeah, well, then she's here. Fine.
Okay.
Good
she's
for
here.
Her.
Right. Okay. What we have not talked about, for those of you who keep track of or keep score of some of the things that are in the news that we may touch upon, a perfect story for me, but I haven't had time to talk about it yet, is the continuing dysfunction in Congress. And it was on full display yesterday. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, chaired by Daryl, you pronounce it Issa, I say Issa. Would you say Issa?
Okay. I say Issa, and I'm from California, and so is he, so I would go with Issa.
Okay. Anyway, he and Representative Elijah Cummings got into it big time. I don't know whether, I forgot to ask you, Michael, if you could find some of the audio from this. At the center of the controversy is an interview, I don't know if interview, the hearing focused on the former IRS manager named Lois Lerner, who was in there supposedly to talk about the IRS investigating 501c3s. And we all know that the Obama administration has been charged with this, and it seems that there isn't anybody at the IRS that can come up with a good explanation as to what actually happened. Anyway, during this actual hearing, ISA says to Cummings, well, he doesn't say it, he just tells the person running the microphone to cut off his microphone. Ms. Lerner pled the fifth at least five times. She didn't answer one question. Mm-hmm. On the advice of counsel, I plead the fifth. Well, isn't that an admission of guilt? What does that say? She was there to testify concerning the investigation into whether her office at the IRS was targeting conservative groups. Of course they were, or she wouldn't be pleading the fifth. What other conclusion?
Defend yourself. I mean,
right, exactly. So ISA adjourned the committee hearing before Representative Cummings was allowed to ask any questions, leading Cummings to label the chairman's actions as, quote, absolutely un-American. Well, anyway, let's listen. We got the audio. Let's listen to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, seeking the truth is the obligation of this committee. I can see no point in going further. I have no expectation that Ms. Lerner will cooperate with this committee, and therefore we
stand adjourned. Chairman, I have a statement. I have a procedural question, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I have a procedural question. Mr. Chairman, you cannot run a committee like this. You just cannot do this. We're better than that as a country. We're better than that as a committee. I have asked for a few minutes to ask a procedural.
Now you're turning me off.
Yeah, so that's the end of the mic.
Yeah.
End of story.
You know, and there's supposed to be transparency in government. Give me a break. Yeah. The fact that this woman has not been sent down the river yet is beyond me. I mean, it's insulting.
I am a member of the Congress of the United States.
May I state my statement?
You're all free to leave. We've adjourned, but the gentleman may ask his question.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, I have one procedural question, and it goes to trying to help you get the information, by the way, that you just asked.
What is your question?
Let me say what I have to say. I've listened to you for the last 15 or 20 minutes. Let me say what I have to say. Chairman, I have one procedural question.
Ms. Lerner, you're released. You may.
But first, I would like to use my time to make some brief points. For the past year, the central Republican accusation in this investigation.
We're adjourned. Close it down.
All right. What he goes on to say is, I'm tired of this. You can't.
Wow.
Just have a one-sided investigation. There's absolutely something wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right.
He is right.
Yeah, he's right about that. And ISA looks like a jerk, and I guess from all accounts, what I've heard of him, he is a jerk. But so Ms. Lerner also needs to be scrutinized because she doesn't want to talk, so that means something's going on there that's fishy. All right, we better get to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is here to go through the important. Why don't I do this officially? Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now on the Doug Steffen program with his overview of important medical news. And we start with the hospitals overusing and misusing antibiotics. This is according to a government report, Ken. Is that right?
What are we doing? What spot?
All right, so we have a problem. In Houston, we have a problem. I'll start this over again. All right, let's do a quick spot, Michael, and we'll figure this out.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, day two.
Good morning.
Yes, Dr. Ken is here, and the report that caught my eye first was this CDC report that hospitals are overusing and misusing antibiotics. How can that be?
Doug, antibiotics are nothing short of miracle drugs for infections, and it's important that antibiotics are used promptly whenever needed. And the way to preserve them is to not use them when they're not essential. Unnecessary antibiotic use, it exposes patients to potential complications without any medical benefit. And overuse of these same antibiotics also increase the likelihood that patients will come down with these super resistant infections in the future. You know I talk about the balance between the good and the bad, and when you use them inappropriately, you kill off everything, the good and the bad bacteria. Find out if your hospital has a formal approach to prescribing antibiotics based on CDC guidelines. This is the way to your greatest safety.
All right. The hospitals, we continue to learn more and more about hospitals and think less and less about them because if you're going to die or you want to die, go to a hospital. All of the germs and all the horrible stuff that seems not to be able to be handled, plus this kind of stuff. Woof. All right, next item has to do with secondhand smoke in, now this is something I'm wondering about. When I go to you for my physical, we better check my arteries because I was around secondhand smoke as a child. A lot of other people listening have been. What's the worry?
This may explain your situation. This is out of the European Heart Journal this week, Doug. Secondhand smoke causes irreversible damage to children's arteries and puts them at increased risk for heart attack and stroke later in life. Adults who are exposed to secondhand smoke when their children have thicker artery walls, raising the risk for heart attack and stroke.
What do you mean? This may explain your problem. What do you know that I don't know?
Well, we always talk about your carotids, and you always wonder why you have a little bit of plaquing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's a big deal. We keep an eye on it, but you've always wondered why it's there.
Yeah, all right. So that's good. More reason for us to have Heart Factors Plus around, maybe. The fact that Alzheimer's ruins as many lives as it does, we think we have X number of people who are dying because of Alzheimer's and dementia. Apparently, that number is not accurate, Ken.
Big news out of the Medical Journal of Neurology this week. The number of people who die, Doug, from Alzheimer's disease may be five times higher than previously thought. Alzheimer's appears to be the third leading cause of death in America, right behind heart disease and cancer. It causes the brain to decline over time. At first, it affects those parts of the brain that are responsible for thinking and memory. This is how we all identify with it. But eventually, Alzheimer's can cause problems with feeding and swallowing. This puts people at risk for poor nutrition, dehydration, and infection, and at that stage it can lead to fatal conditions such as pneumonia and heart failure.
Listen up, coffee drinkers. If you're dependent on caffeine, it could be tied to other things going on in your life.
The good and the bad here. For some people, dependence on caffeine can be so strong physically and emotionally that it becomes a very big problem. That's even a medical term that describes it, of course. It's called caffeine use disorder. For the most part, caffeine is probably benign in moderate doses. Multiple studies, Doug, have shown health benefits associated with regular caffeine consumption. It may protect against diabetes and even Alzheimer's disease or even help treat depression. However, in excessive amounts, caffeine can cause palpitations, headaches, anxiety, jittery hands, and insomnia. Coffee can even cause chronic reflux, stomach acid pain, bleeding, and hemorrhoids.
Wow. And this is not just coffee, but it's a tab and some of these other drinks as well. All right. So there's Dr. Ken with his report for us here on the Doug Steffen Program.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Go through the top songs from this week in 1976. Always a popular feature of the Doug Steffen Show. The essence of what music means to us, emotions, etc., etc., etc. And this is a good pop song from the Eagles. Number five this week, 1976. Crank it up, Michael. Remember this song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anything the Eagles did, there was a pop hit we all remember. So back to the count. This is back to the countdown. This week in 1976, number four belonged to a group called Rhythm Heritage. This was the year the first SWAT movie came out. This is the theme.
No, this was the TV show.
Oh, it was the TV show. Ah, right. What does SWAT stand for? Special working
weapons and techniques.
Really?
Very good, Ken. Look at
good
you.
For you. All right. So the TV show SWAT. I'm surprised this isn't still on. Right. Something that they try to bring back again, Kenny. This is one of those studio groups. I'm betting this is a Philadelphia group too, isn't it? Certainly sounds like.
I'm not sure. The only other thing I remember them doing was the theme from Beretta.
Really.
Keep your eye on the sparrow.
Yeah, right. Where is he now? Is he
isn't that Robert Blake show?
Yeah, is he in jail?
He's not in jail.
Not in jail.
He has that weird book.
Yeah. He was actually not convicted of anything.
He was not convicted of anything.
Right. Had the same legal team as OJ.
He did an interview with my dad that was quite interesting. Probably one of the most interesting interviews I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
He said I didn't do it.
No, he did not. He said he was set up.
Set up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Got to get us a copy of that interview. We should play it here. It'd be interesting. Meanwhile, on with the countdown. Number three, Four Seasons. Great, great
now,
show.
Now, here we go.
That's the great part. Yeah. They were nothing but terrific, Four Seasons. Number three this week in 1976. Remember what a night. Ooh, what a night.
Stop the show, right?
Yeah, great show. I could have liked to see it again. Alright, the other two songs are great songs as well. Number two from this week in 1976, Eric Carmen, who was the lead singer of the Raspberry. Remember them? know what this guy looked like, but he sure had a hang of a voice. What?
How do you date this guy?
How do you date him?
Oh, boy, boy, so. Like, really? Man up, dude.
You haven't dated
plus,
Michael.
That high voice would be suspect.
Yeah, but put on your man pants.
Yeah, you haven't dated Michael Bolton. Deserve each other. No, that's actually, he did a pretty good job. The Raspberries had, what, 3 or 4 hits, didn't they, Kenny?
The only one that leaps to mind is Go All the Way.
Yeah, that's a good.
You know what I commend you for?
Who?
Say the name of this band, the band you're asking about.
Raspberries.
Oh, you said Raspberries.
Why? Raspberries?
Because when you were referring to the name of the band, you actually said it right. You said Raspberries.
Raspberries? Really?
But usually when you're referring Blueberries. To the fruit, it's a berry.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for bringing that up. That's important for this.
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, you're very interesting. Number one, during this week, 1976, goes to the Miracles, belongs to the Love Machine. Oh, my God, what a great song.
Never heard this song.
Work for nobody but you. Hugging kisses. It's high time to you whenever I think of you. Baby, baby, baby. 28 after a good day.
Fraud is a huge problem.
And especially because scammers and fraudsters really tend to target people who are older, people who have more assets, people who may be a bit more trusting.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
To help address this big and growing problem, AARP has formed the Fraud Watch Network.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
To educate people about frauds and how they can protect themselves. And this is free. It's open to anyone.
Sign up and get alerts on new frauds and scams and what to do if you're a victim. One recent example, the Jamaican lottery fraud, where people got calls supposedly from places like the IRS or a bank requesting payment of fees.
And then, of course, when you pay those, that money is lost forever.
And those guys just keep calling for more. So check out the website you can trust, aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Business this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is to announce the winner of our Dream Big America contest for this week.
Yay!
Yay! Everybody, do you want to do a yay all together?
Yay!
Yay!
I think that was as
easy. Da-da-da, charge!
Yay! Okay.
Roberta got the memo.
That's it, right. So there's a 10-second delay there.
Yay.
All right. So as hopefully most of you know, our Dream Big America contest is built around enthusiastic support for entrepreneurialism in America. On my half, or behalf, I, as an entrepreneur, have started and done well in some cases, not so well in other cases, with businesses. And I find a lot of people, once they start something, they maybe sell it, or they want to start another business, but usually the entrepreneurial spirit is sort of part of what you're bred with. You have it, and you want to run with it. That's cool. So Dream Big America is aimed at supporting people who are trying to start businesses. We have a contest every week that goes on Tuesday in the 9 o'clock hour of the program. And in it, we have three different competitors who present in a two-minute, it's uninterrupted, it's not an interview, it's just a presentation. They can pimp their business for 2 minutes, and then people listen to that, and they read about the companies at dreambigamerica.us, that's the website for this contest, and then you vote. And the result of the voting this week put Ari Hoffman with Gobi H2O, the only strawless, filtered, reusable water bottle with 100% compostable filter. That's what Gobi H2O does and is. So he's the winner of our Dream Big America contest. He'll be pitted against the other two winners during the month. of the final, the last week of the month, and that person wins $20,000 worth of support and programs that get their business into a higher gear. So that's what's at stake here. Again, this week's winner, congratulations to Ari Hoffman with Gobi H2O, this strawless filtered reusable water bottle. I think it's very cool, and so he's to be congratulated. We had some other good contestants this week, too, as we always do. So that's the winner there. All right, back to the Michael, you actually did, I forgot to ask you this, you did get the sound from the hearing, right? We put a little of that on the air. I don't know if we have the part.
Let me check with him real quick.
Oh, there's Richie. There we go. I don't know that we... do we want to hear this again, Jennifer? What do you think? I wanted to hear the part where he said, I'm a member of Congress!
Yeah, no, I think it's a good demonstration of how these things work. The fact that they're pulling the microphone, and I mean, it's just very bizarre.
Well, but that's... yeah, this is... it is back to the arrogance of power that we have been talking about all day long. And for Richie's benefit, because he wasn't here...
I heard it yesterday on the news. It's...
what?
The Daryl Issa.
Yeah, no. That wasn't what I was going to. What I was talking about was me sitting on a plane for an hour while Obama landed in Boston. Everybody in planes up and down the East Coast had to either circle or they stayed on the ground for an hour while the Air Force One landed. They got them out of the plane, put them in the motorcade, plugged up all the traffic in and out of Boston during rush hour in the afternoon, and people are living.
Welcome to my world. Well, this is what we live with in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so...
you go to a Nationals game, and you go to cut through town, and all of a sudden the motorcade comes through, and you're sitting there for 40 minutes before you can move.
Okay, and you've paid for tickets, and you can't see the game. I think correct. We all start sending bills. I'm going to send a bill to the Democratic National Committee for $450.
It's a good one.
And I want my money. I sat on that plane. An hour of my life was taken away from me. And this is no small thing. And I am hot under the collar. And it isn't just Obama. It's all these clowns. Cheney did the same thing in this area 4, 5, 6 years ago when he was vice president. And they all get away with this. What in the name of God are they thinking? What are the people around them thinking that they have in their mind this is going to have no impact on their political reality? There were 168 people in that plane yesterday, and if yesterday had been an election day, Obama wouldn't have gotten one vote. Everybody on the plane, once it came, well, I think I started it, actually, because when the pilot came on and said that there was a VIP hold on the airport in Boston, I called up Meredith. And I wasn't even thinking, Meredith wasn't even in Boston. But she knew that Obama was having a fundraiser last night in Boston. So I said to the woman next to me, oh, they closed the airport down because Obama's having a fundraiser. Well, didn't she get on the horn and call her person who was waiting for her in Boston? And she was so loud, everybody else in this part of the plane hurt her, and then it started spreading around the plane, and people were getting up, and they were saying, well, you know, there's nothing you can do about it, you just sit there. But it was a very bad judgment call, and apparently, as Richie said, welcome to my world. You kind of would expect it in Washington, because that's where they are. But to have things in New York or other cities closed down all the time, because this is not right.
The mayor of Washington, D.C., Vince Gray, who I'm not a fan of, but is actually having meetings with the Secret Service this week because of the amount of inconvenience that it causes. Here, I mean, they will shut down the throughways in D.C., the parkways in D.C. for an hour, and he's just like, this is unacceptable. We cannot just shut down our city every time the Secret Service, because what happens is they will, the police will go and shut off 6 intersections in a row for the motorcade to be able to get through. But they'll hold that. Let's say the motorcade's not coming through for 30 minutes.
Right. They hold them for half an hour.
They'll hold it for half an hour.
Yeah.
And that's what he's saying. Listen, you know, we know that you have to go through and hold the intersections for the motorcade.
But you can't do it.
You cannot stop the president. You cannot stop him because that's, you know, ambush attack, whatever. But you don't need to hold the intersections for half an hour before he gets there.
Well, this is another, what ought to be the case is that for the most part, when they move them around, they put them in a helicopter and they move them wherever,
sure,
from one building to another, unless
well,
they absolutely can't do that.
When he's going up and through town. I mean, I look out my office window three times a week and I see the helicopter fly by.
Yeah.
And that's how they get him around when he's going an hour or 45 minutes away from the White House. But if he's going 15 to 20 minutes away, they'd use the motorcade.
Yeah. Yeah, it's become too
I've missed the first inning of two baseball games because of it.
Yeah, there's too much of this. He's not royalty. This is not a this country is not built on this kind of treatment.
Even if he were royalty,
I
mean, this is still, you know, don't royals poop just the same as we do? I mean, not to put a point on it, but come on.
I get the security factor. I get it, but it's they don't run it tightly.
Right.
There's no way you can't convince me that they could have coordinated
better,
his landing in Boston and all of the other flights up in the air better than they did. What they do now is they just barrel through a city and just close everything off until we get what we need.
I mean, when he's in L.A., he shuts down the West Side, and that's difficult.
Yeah.
You know, and like I told Doug earlier, Bill Clinton and my coworker Aaron was on a plane for 4 hours because Bill Clinton was getting a haircut. At least Obama was going somewhere. The fact that you actually have to sit on a plane because someone's getting a haircut?
Well, in this circumstance, there are other airports. For example, the Santa Monica Airport, you can land a big plane there. Here in Boston, there's Hanscom Field, which is an Air Force base, and most of the time when presidents come in here, they land Air Force One there, so it doesn't screw everything up.
Right, like because it was at Andrews.
Right. Well, Andrews is built for that, in essence. That's what it is.
That's where Air Force One lives,
Air Force
right.
One. Right. Yeah. So I just I think it needs to be characterized in the way that it affects all of us, and frankly, it's sickening. This sort of thing goes on. It is sickening. All right, so.
And also, for those of you who live in Iowa, see what you get to miss. Lucky you.
All right, so this investigation yesterday, House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, two things came out of that are of note. One of them, Lois Lerner is a liar because if she takes the fifth, that means at least five times, that means that the IRS was targeting conservative groups, and she doesn't want to put her own future at risk. But when you plead the fifth, that's what you do, right? I mean, what other reason is there than using the fifth?
Yeah, I'll give you what other reason there
what?
Is. People, and we've talked about this many times, people in Washington do not get convicted of the things they are accused of. They get convicted of incriminating themselves.
Yeah.
Right. They say something which then goes against something they said before, and then that's what they get convicted of. And we looked at it with Clinton. We looked at it with all kinds of Republicans, Democrats, whatever it is. So people are afraid to talk at all in Washington now because they will get convicted of something that basically accuses themselves of whatever they did. They won't even care about the IRS issue.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but you know what I didn't realize about this?
I care about it.
Daryl Issa Cummings clash yesterday is that they were actually sitting right next to each other.
Yeah.
And Issa is controlling his microphone.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He would pull the mic down so you couldn't hear what he was saying.
While he's sitting 2 feet from him. I mean, in the chair right next to him.
How do you not just punch him? I would want to punch
him. That is so great.
Well, the chair and the vice chair sit next to each other. That's how it is in these committee meetings. One's a Republican and one's a Democrat. The ranking member is of the ranking ruling party. In this case, a Republican, Issa, gets to control it, and Cummings is the ranking Democrat, so he's second on the list, and they obviously don't like one another. But I don't think we have audio of him saying, Richie, I'm a member of Congress, I'm tired of this.
Sure.
You can't just have a one-sided investigation. Do we actually have the audio of that?
Hold on a second. Let me get it.
That's what I would like to hear. There's absolutely something wrong with that. There is something wrong with this. This whole system is breaking down more and more every day. And the fact that we are investigating the IRS for screwing around with 501c3 groups, no matter what their origin, the IRS is not a political tool. It was used thus and so by Richard Nixon. Who knows whether it was used for that purpose before? I can't.
100,000 people. You cannot just have a one-sided investigation. There is absolutely something wrong with that, and it is absolutely un-American.
Hear, hear.
All right, so that's the end of that, though, right?
Here's where Ice says, getting up and just saying, listen.
I do have a question. Chairman, what are we hiding?
He's taking the fifth, Elijah.
Now.
Somebody in another car can give him a shot.
On Sunday, when he happened to appear on Fox News to discuss a Republican staff report claiming that Ms. Lerner was, quote, at the center of this effort to, quote, target conservative groups.
Now, but here's what Cummings is saying that is very wrong as well, is that this is a lynch mob from the Republicans against the IRS. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Isn't the IRS targeting
501c3s
right. because and she's of their taking the fifth? And
right. So Cummings is trying to say that this is the Republicans trying to gang up on the IRS just to change and shut down the IRS.
All right.
Okay. So they're both wrong.
He's out to lunch too.
God, right. Wouldn't that be nice if they shut down the IRS?
Hooray! Oh. We're having a party 14 before the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
One immigration reform plan would create a new guest worker program, but it was based on a political deal between big business and big labor. It sets up a process that is too complicated and expensive for small businesses. Yet, most illegal labor works for small businesses, not big corporations. These businesses would now have to be certified to hire foreign workers, apply for the specific positions to be acceptable for visas, supply massive data to state and federal governments, and prove that they tried to hire locally. Most small businesses simply cannot afford such an arduous process, so the illegal labor problem would not be solved. A look through the lens of liberty would reveal a simple solution: exempt small businesses from these oppressive paperwork requirements.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from Boston Adams in Wisconsin.
All right, Roberta.
Yes,
speaking
sir.
To an Italian daily, the Pope restated the Catholic Church's opposition to gay marriage,
uh-huh.
but left the door open for the support of some type of civil union.
Yes,
the pontiff said that the church still believes that marriage is between a man and a woman, but said we have to look at different cases and evaluate them because of their variety. I find that.
I like it as the Pope.
My question to you is why you went to Roberto in this story, because she's Italian, because
I'm
Catholic,
Italian, and we get a Pope story.
I'm also today. Catholic, by the way.
Yeah, but you're not.
And I'm a Catholic too.
You're not doing as well as Roberto does.
Right.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Fantastic boy, don't you? No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say you're only.
I don't like this.
Oh, come on.
I never liked Peebo Bryson. I don't get him. I don't like him.
A Bible and an American Tale. Are you kidding?
So what? I don't like
him. A mouse sang this song.
Yeah. This is Peebo Bryson and Regina Bell singing from Aladdin, Disney's Aladdin, A Whole New World, which the song and the movie number one this week. 1993 was the year. All right, so what do you remember? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here about this movie, Aladdin.
Robin Williams, that's all you need to know.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he played the genie.
Right, yeah. How's that Robin Williams television
Wait,
show?
Wait, the genie, that was in Aladdin, Rich.
It is. This is Aladdin.
Was that Aladdin? I thought this was American Tale and Fible.
No.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, so the next time you guys complain about me not knowing what I'm talking about.
Hey, I was a little kid. You can cut me a break.
Again?
I was not even alive. Barely.
Barely.
To answer your question, Doug, the Robin Williams TV show is doing okay. But
is it?
In terms of CBS's expectations, probably a little bit below what they wanted. I think it's doing like 9-10 million viewers a week,
really?
which is very respectable.
Yeah.
But if you look at the TV landscape, a lot of these shows, like give you an example, this week Glee on Fox, which used to do about 12 million viewers a week, lowest rating ever, 2.6 million viewers.
Well, people get tired of it. It's like American Idol, like everything else. After a while, it wears out.
But even, I mean, to attain a 10 million viewers a week on network television, Maine is very, you're in the minority because it is very hard to sustain decent viewership now on network television.
Yeah.
You know, this Christian Slater show, Mind Games on ABC, its second weekend, 2.1 million viewers. There's one thing a TV
Why are you
going to
stop giving him TV shows? He's a show killer. I love him, but he's a show killer.
Unfortunately, he's a show killer.
Yeah.
All his shows, this one lasts 5 weeks.
I love him, though. He's so funny.
I like him, too.
Well, it's got to be do a trip on your head every time you go out on a new television show.
But
it fails. It's awful.
Have you watched it?
No.
I'll tell you one show people should watch, and enough people are watching to sustain itself. It's doing about 7-8 million a week. Chicago Fire on NBC.
I watched that last night.
It's a complete throwback show. It's sort of like a company show.
It's a Dick Wolf show.
It's a Dick Wolf show.
Yeah.
And it's very good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I didn't watch it before. Last night when I went to bed, I was waiting to hear back from Meredith in the hospital, and so I'm staying up to watch something that I hadn't seen before, and it was actually quite an engaging, good guys, bad guys, and then there's a blur as to who the good guys and the bad guys are, but it is a very Dick Wolfish, when you realize that he's the producer of it, you get it, because it's very, very, very much like the other shows that he's
been watching. I watched it one time, and this guy had his hand caught in a meat grinder, and I was like, that's enough for me.
Yeah, I like it, though.
Yeah.
But we all know Doug should be watching The Walking Dead, which show?
No, Doug's not watching The Walking Dead, but thanks very much. Chucker,
it's my favorite show, I might add.
All right, good for you, Chucker. An anniversary today of a true American classic, The African Queen. Opened in New York City on this date, 1952. Katharine Hepburn, Humphrey Bogart.
We're in the boat, right?
Yep. Yeah. John Huston is in it. Critics accuse Huston of larking when he adapted the famous book to film. He laughed all the way to the bank. Biggest movie of the year, 1952. And still a classic. Those are the kind of movies you love to show at your local theater there, Chucker, right?
I'm going to do a revival of Casablanca in May.
There you go.
Casablanca.
Chucker, what do we have for movie news?
According to reports, Steven Spielberg reportedly interested in directing a remake of the 1961 classic musical West Side Story. That'd be an interesting comment.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. According to reports, Steven Spielberg is reportedly interested.
So yeah, exactly.
The reports indicate that reportedly.
He's already done one remake, which was War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise about 8 years ago. Turned out pretty well. But I don't know. Spielberg doing West Side Story. Mm. We'll see how that goes. The latest Terminator film, Terminator Genisys, starts filming in Atlanta this month. Reportedly, it will be a remake, reboot, and sequel all in one, and we'll use a timeline story similar to Back to the Future 2, in which all the characters in important scenes in the franchise will be re-explored and reinterpreted. It sounds pretty interesting, like they have a really good script to work with. Arnold Schwarzenegger will be back as his viable character.
Yeah,
I'll be back.
Here's a film opened this date in 1998, Senseless, with Marlon Wayans. What was it? Rip Torn? I don't remember that movie.
Rip Torn.
Yeah, Marlon Wayans isn't the best of the Wayans brothers, is he? Who's the best one of the Wayans brothers?
Damon
Wayans, yeah. All right, so that sounds like a loser.
They're all nice guys.
It's 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.